Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something, somebody, or some phenomenon. Thank you for joining us this morning. We are so happy that you have joined us this morning on this beautiful day. Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston and company. This morning, we have a wonderful segment, especially for those that are anxious, getting frustrated, getting tired, getting weak, getting weary. We got a solution for you today. Before we get on our way, we're going to give you a couple of scriptures. And these scriptures will soothe and give you consolation as you begin to read and soak yourself in the Word of God. Now, we have to take out the time to read, understand, and know what the perfect will of God is in your life. He wants you to do it. He wants it done. And you have the tools. You have the concept of doing it. But we want you to know one thing. Without Him, you cannot do nothing. Our scripture be coming from James, the first chapter, the fourth verse, a very familiar scripture. Everybody knows this scripture. But the thing about it is, are we doers? Have we really, really take the time out and understood what the word is telling us? If we practice the words, we will become perfect. We will entirely want nothing once we go through the steps. And we're going to get into that soon to let you know there is four steps, four steps that you and I have to do in order for us to complete. Our other scriptures are coming from James, the 5th chapter, the 48th verse, Luke, the 21st chapter, 19th verse, Colossians, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and the 23rd verse, and James, the 3rd chapter, and the 2nd verse. We're going to try to get through them all. Everybody is looking for some type of change, and some of us will not stop at anything. But the change that we are looking for is positive and honest change, something we all can be proud of. Let's go to James, the 1st chapter and the 4th verse. It says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Let's go to the King James Version. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given. It shall be given. Perseverance. We all looking for the change. We are looking for honest and perfect change. We want to have change in our lives. We want change in our business. We're looking for people to make changes in their homes. We're looking even for the government to make changes. But we must go through the steps. The one thing that I have learned through my years is that there's a working progress, step by step. And I realize that I will not get it overnight. I find out that I really have to take the necessary steps. The moment that I try to take shortcuts, the moment that I try to get ahead, or if I try to undermine or try to deceive or try to be dishonest, I find myself taking three or four more steps backwards. I find myself picking myself up if I'm not careful, because righteousness is only one way to do it, and that is right. Let perseverance finish its work. You have to persevere, meaning you have to push forward. You have to go forward. Stop trying to take these shortcuts. We keep on trying to twist God's arm. We're constantly trying to make things work the way we think it should work. It does not work like that, my friend. You're going to find yourself picking yourself up all the time. You're going to find yourself starting over and over and over and over. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If your head is hard, I can understand you keep on trying and trying and trying different ways. Well, you know, if you think about the one that created electricity, if you think about the one that created the light bulb, Mr. Edison, he tried over 1,000 times to try to discover, come up, how to turn on the light. So my point is, how many times are you going to keep trying to pick yourself up and do it your way? It's time for us to look at this vision, this work that God has put in our preview and put in our place, how we should go about it. We done tried everything else but God's way. Now, we just got to take the time. It is all about preparation. It's all about preparation. We don't want to prepare. You got to prepare, my friend. You got to prepare. Knowing that the testing of your faith produced endurance. And let endurance have a perfect work result. And, you know, the thing about it is we got to mature in some areas. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care what you have accomplished in the past. We are talking about the now. We're talking about what you're doing now, what you're struggling now, why you're losing sleep, why you can't seem to get ahead, why. Because you will not do it God's way. You keep on trying to do things your way. It's not going to work. It's just like trying to lose weight. You go to the physical fitness and you trying to lose 30, 40, 50 pounds. And you think that it's going to be an overnight thing. No, 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 no. You have to work at it. It's a work in progress. And sometimes you have to repeat the cycle over and over and over. And after a while, you will start seeing results. When you have patience, patience gives you the stamina. And that's what you need. You don't have the stamina in your life because you give up too easily.
What God is trying to get us to see that we need stamina. We need that stamina in our life. We need preparation. We need stamina. And we need to work it out, point that it is perfectly done. Something that you can be proud of, something you can look back at and say, look what I've done, and feel good about it, and thank God, and show others how things must be done. And we must grow. We got to mature. We're not mature. We have to mature. Some of us so challenged and so fickle. And I'm saying it in a good way, because if we be honest with ourselves and look at ourselves in the mirror, we'll find that we have some flaws that we need to correct. But we're constantly trying to put a Band-Aid on. We're constantly trying to patch it up. God do not set patchwork. He does not set Band-Aids. You got to meet the challenges. You got to have the faith to believe what you are going through. Now, Matthew said in the 5th chapter, the 48th verse, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. We look at the word perfect. Man defined perfect in his own vocabulary. That's okay. But God's perfect in a spiritual manner, meaning be. And be means to continue to be perfect. Continue to work on it until you make it right. Continue to work hard at it. Put your heart, your mind, your soul to it. Because any time that you try to half do anything or half hand it or undermine someone, you'll find yourself being unsuccessful. If you want great success, you want approval, you want things to be successful and wonderful and extraordinary in your life, well, there's 4 steps that you have to go through. And you have to practice it. You have to go through it. Now, I know you say, well, I know that. Well, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. So let's go to Luke, the 21st chapter, in the 19th verse. Firm, and you will win in life. If you stand firm, be firm, be diligent, and God will bless you. You take the time out, the patience, especially when you're dealing with people. When you're dealing with people, you give them your undivided attention. You let people know that you care. People know when you are really sincere and when you're really trying to help them or really, really a concern about them. Take the time. As you want someone to take the time for you, you take the time for others. And the one thing that God wants us to be is to be firm, not wishy-washy, not some up and some down. Today I'm strong, tomorrow I'm weak. Tomorrow I will. I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be blessed. And then tomorrow, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm tired. I'm weak. I'm going to throw it in the tower. No. Being firm meaning being constant. Being constant in your ways. Being constant. 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 Being on schedule. Being on time. If you say you're going to be there at 10 o'clock, be there at 10 o'clock. Don't drag. Practice it. Make it a practice of being on time. Be that person of your word. God is listening. God is writing down everything that you say and do and every promise that you make. Now, you know promises can be broken. However, we can pick up the telephone. We can make amends, and we can make it right if you take out the time. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, 23rd verse. It says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, the thing about it, you need peace. You don't have peace. You're anxious. You want things done overnight. If things is not going your way, it frustrates you. You get stressed. Many of you got stomach pains, ulcers, many losing your hair. Many of you are growing old before your time. But if you get the peace of God that sanctified you through and through, I promise you, if you do it God's way, well, what is this way are you talking about, Pastor Livingston, that we don't know? What I do know and what I experience, I practice. And I find out practicing it works. So what is this great practice that you are talking about, Pastor Livingston? Well, let's go over the steps. Let's fine-tune the steps. And what we're going to do is prepare. Number one, you must prepare the night before. Yes, prepare. Get off yourself and about yourself, prepare the night before for the next day. Get everything lined up. Don't wait too late to try to do it at the last minute. This is what our problem is, the last minute, living on the edge. God do not want us to live on the edge. God want us to mature. He wants us to mature, and if we don't mature, guess what? It's going to continue to stay there until you get it right. Sometimes you wonder why this is happening to me, or why am I going through this? Because you haven't got it right. If you stop for a moment and take your time and do it right and be sincere about it, this test will be over with. You're mature in it. See, when you're going through something, you go through with love, you go through with strength, you go through letting patience have a perfect work. You're taking your time to do it. You put love in it. Or you're just mad now and you're just throwing things and you're using profanity and you're just taking it out on others. No, God going to make you do it all over again until you get it right. So, if you want the peace of God rest upon you, you must go through these steps. So, prepare the night before. Do not wait at the last minute trying to throw things together and throw things at people and fussing and arguing and screaming and yelling and screaming at other people. That is not going to work. God will make you go right back through that again until you get it right. And guess what? Some people never learn. Some people stay right there and stay right there and stay and never catch on to what God is really trying to show them. So we have to be like God. We say we love God. We got to be like him. We got to have the attributes of him. Well, I'm not God. Well, I didn't say you were God. I said be like God. And any time that we say that we love God and we have been born again, we have, look, been born again into a new division, a new life, a new creation, a new thinking.
The Bible said, Romans, the 12th chapter, 2nd verse, transform the renewing of your mind, because you got too much worldly stuff in you. You got too much mess that's in your mind that's interrupting your gift, that's destroying the gifts and the things that God has prepared for you. And you letting those things, those outer things, come in and frustrate you, and you can't do what God has called you to do. You got to get rid of those things. Forget those things which are behind and press towards the mark of the high calling of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's never too late. Let's start all over again, and let's do it right. The second thing is, go to bed. Go to bed and get some sleep. Go to bed and get your 8-hour sleep. Because if you do not get your 8-hour sleep and you constantly losing sleep over and night and night and night and night, your day is going to be the most frustrating and the most weariest day that you have ever encountered in your whole entire life. Number three, get out of your bed early enough. Prayer with God. If it has to be 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, you take out that time before you start out on your journey, before you go out that door, before you send your children off to school, before you go to work, before you do your plans, because you got to fight the traffic, you got to deal with other people, and you cannot talk to people any kind of way you want to and get mad and get frustrated. No, 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 you need prayer. You need God first. God got to come first. If you do these three things, rehearse them over and over, make yourself do these things, you can do it. The enemy comes in there to make sure that you cannot do it and frustrate it and just put all kind of things in your life and then feel and then make you think that, the world owe you something. The world don't owe us nothing. So we say that we want success and that we want things to work out. Do something about it. And we take the simple steps, the very simple step to be mature. Be mature. To understand. If you don't understand, this is what prayer is all about. The Bible says, if we lack wisdom, let us go to God. Let us talk to God and tell God about our situation. He knows about us. We are the ones that don't know ourselves. God knew us before the time had came into existence, before your mother had conceived you. He knew, but you don't know. You don't even know your own self. And what God is trying to do is to make everything perfect in your life. But we keep on going through these things. We keep on dealing with the same thing, and we keep going around the wilderness over and over and over and over again. Stop. Stop it. Because as long as you keep on trying to be deceitful, undermined, dishonest, manipulating, craftiness, all these little things you think that nobody sees. Look, nobody's suffering but you. There ain't nobody suffering but you, my friend. But if you want the peace of God and you want peace in your life, sanctify yourself. Just very few steps. And just try it. And then speed up. The fourth thing is, once you get it down pat, preparing the night before, go to bed early, get up early enough to pray. If you do these things, start off slow,
until you start getting the hang of it. And then after you get the hang of it, just speed it up because you're on a time clock. And then you got to know how to do things in time and steps and proportion. You must be what God had called you to be, and you cannot be nothing raggedy, shaky. Nobody wants that. Everybody's looking at you. Everybody's looking at the way you behave. People knows when you got an attitude. People knows when you are undermining them. They know. And let me tell you one more thing. If you don't have no strength and you find yourself weak and weary and frustrated and confused, let me tell you the one thing to stop that right now. Stop talking about people. Stop putting people down. Stop trying to belittle other people. If you want strength, if you want to go on and not be frustrated and confused and mixed up, stop running people down. It's the same thing if you are sick. If you are sick, you're going to need to start forgiving, because the only way you're going to get your healing is that you have to forgive. If you want peace in your life, stop running folks down. Stop talking about people. Stop talking about things you don't know. Stop trying to make you look large and make them look small. We are all God's people. We all made mistakes, and we all have room for improvement, and God is looking at all of us. So if we learn how to be patient, if we learn how to do it step by step the way God has commanded us to do it, you will get perfect results, and that you will be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing. Because it's just like standing in the line. You go to the grocery store, sometimes there are lines. You got to stand there. If you want that item, you're going to have to learn how to endure. And let me tell you one more thing before I get off the air. When you are enduring and when you have to wait and then you are in such a hurry, you miss out the things that God really wants you to see. You miss out the small things. And the small things, you got to stop and smell the flowers. Sometimes God allows things to happen in order for you to pick up the small things that are happening to you. And the small things that happens to us that we think is small and think is not important, things that God wants us to pick up on, but we are so carried away about what we want and what we need to do, and I ain't got time, and this is your problem. You got to take out the time and see the work in progress that God is doing in your life. You can't even see the work in progress that's being done, the small things when you're standing in line. You can meet somebody, talk to somebody. You can learn so much. Some things you need to find out, because some things God is just not going to tell you. But there's some things, amen, that you're going to have to go through a work in progress, through a channel. There is no other way, my friend. Jesus Christ is the answer, and he let us know, if we do these things, happy are we that do these. Happy are you. And I tell you, feel so much better. And you will feel so grateful. You will be so, full of grace. And God loves you, but he wants you to love people. He wants you to reach out to others. He wants you to put yourself in other people's place. To love passes all understanding. Love is what's going to solve the issues. Even in our government, everybody looking for a change. Everybody need change, but we need the positive change. We need an honest change. We need a change. Amen. Our ways. We need to fix some things in our life. So we ask you to continue to be encouraged, to look up, to look at your values, your goals. Look at other people's goals in their life and help them to reach their goals. And we ask you to love and forgive. And may God bless you and have a smile upon you.